On SEN, questions without notice. For Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
Yes, it is. It's time for questions without notice. If you've got one, fire it through 1300 736 736, or via the temper text 0433 98 11 16. While we prepare for that, Jason's been waiting patiently in Bendigo. Kingy, g'day, Jace.
Hey, boys. How you going? Good morning to you. Look, a couple of things quickly. North Melbourne's good to see them making Blundstone a bit of a fortress. That can only be good for the 19th possible licence. With success will come the crowds, and with the crowds, a dollar sign. So good on them.
Yep.
But what I'd like to say is Hawthorne. I've been bagging them all year. I've been a member for 20-plus years. Saw no light at the end of the tunnel. But the last few weeks, I couldn't have been happier. And yesterday's performance was nothing short of magnificent. They looked structured. Clarko, the genius that he is, played them out of position just mildly. But I have a question for you, and it's a question without notice, I suppose. Tim O'Brien has been much maligned throughout the club and throughout the supporter group. But in the last few weeks, he stepped it up a bit. Now, Tim's been in the system for a while now. Do you think this is a thing for the future? Has he fluked these last couple of performances, or has he stepped it up as a, you know, one of late 20s? What would be your take on that one, boys?
Yeah, it's a good question, Jason. This is the art of list management, isn't it? They know him more intricately than us. There's no doubt about that. But just, I think they're a different forward line when McAvoy's down there. I think they like the big body, the big presence. And these guys like Kaczynski can just run and jump, and O'Brien can run and jump at the football, third man into a pack, fifth man into a pack. That was when they were at their best yesterday. Kaczynski did it as well. So I think they've got a big future with him. I'm not sure with O'Brien. I'm not sure. I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure whether he's... I'm not sure whether he's shown what he is. I mean, that mark is unbelievable. How far does that take you? I don't know. Maybe that's the mark he needed to take to get his confidence that he can play at the level. But, yeah, it'll be 50-50, Jason, at the end of the year, I think.
Good on you, Jace. Thanks for the call. I've got a couple of key forwards I wanted to ask you about as well at other clubs, Kingy.
Oh.
Will Benny Brown and or Sam Wiedemann be in the Melbourne side come finals?
Well, I don't think so. I would persist with what they've got at the moment, because I think the flexibility there is what you're after. As I said, 14 marks inside 50, 9 different players took
so
marks.
McDonald, Fritch, and then the Smalls.
And Fritch didn't have a great night. But I just think you've got the ability with Jackson and Gawn to go tall if you want. I'd be manufacturing a ruckman rather than another forward. I think that Damien Hardwick probably did this. What was it, 3 years ago? They kept playing that third tall forward that wasn't giving much. Was it Griffiths on its occasion? I can't remember some of the other names that they were using. But in the end, they dropped him, and they put Townsend in. Remember he went on that run of kicking bags of goals?
Right at the end of the season,
Yeah, so they made a change, and they went with they dropped the second ruck and went to Sean Grigg. So I think they'll have a look at this for a few weeks and then make a decision. So they've got time, and they've got the luxury of being two games clear of third place on the ladder. So, I actually had that written as one of my... I want the callers to let us know. Give us your thoughts on what was the best performance of the weekend, whether it be player or team.
Or coach, yep.
Because, look, Chris Fagan, you could easily say that Chris Fagan had the performance of the weekend. I think, and again, it's coming through thick and fast on the text machine, I think Fremantle's performance was really good too,
was
without
indeed.
Nathan Fyfe.
Yeah, the laid out. Yeah. And the replacement for Fyfe bobbed up.
So give us your thoughts.
A couple of goals of the death. The other forward I wanted to ask about, Mason Cox.
Yeah.
Is he finished at Collingwood? Out of sorts yesterday. Second half, I think, one disposal, one mark. They've got Grundy. They need to fit Lynch into that team as well. Has he maybe even played his last game for Collingwood, or is that too strong?
No, possibly. And that's okay. It's been a good partnership for both, and maybe it'll be a good separation for both. I mean, Cox could walk into probably half a dozen other teams right now and then get an opportunity. I'm not saying he's going to become a household name or anything, but yeah, I just think Darcy Cameron's shown so much in the last 6 to 8 weeks that he's going to get first opportunity in front of Mason Cox. And again, I'll repeat it again, I would use Grundy and Cameron 50-50, full forward and ruck. Some of Cameron's kicks yesterday, he bites off kicks that ruckman shouldn't bite off and hits them. He's an exciting young ruckman.
The Carlton footy review starts today. Will David Teague be coaching the side next season?
Well, on the back of the weekend, it's a good day to start the review. If they had to start the review last week, Ben Dixon's of the view that this review is already, the findings are already known. You were of that last week.
I'm inclined to go with that too, from what I've been told.
Why does it take 3 to 4 weeks for this review then?
If one of them's coming from Perth. That doesn't help matters.
Or Zoom. He's not coming.
Oh, he has to come. He has to be here. Don't tell me he's on Zoom. He has to be here, surely.
He's on Zoom. And so is...
He's conducting a football review and he's not even in the same state.
Graham Lowe's in New Zealand, isn't he?
I would have thought you had to be at the establishment.
I'm pretty sure... I get nervous when we go with this. I'm pretty sure one's in New Zealand and one's in Perth.
Surely somewhere along the line, one of them is at the establishment.
Do you think... question without notice. Do you think you can do a proper review with the diligence that's required via Zoom?
You threw it out there as well, question without notice, the best performance of the weekend.
Did you give me an answer then?
No, you've thrown it out there.
I've thrown it to you first.
I said surely they have to be in the establishment.
So you're saying they
I would have thought at some point in the review they need to be face-to-face with people in the club. That's just how I would assume these things would happen when you're conducting a widespread football review all-encompassing. You threw it out there as well, best performance of the weekend. Simo has called in. He's got a nomination for us. How you doing, Simo?
Yeah, g'day, guys. I'd like to put up Will Day for Hawthorn. His performance yesterday was just unbelievable. Just for a kid of his age, to be so composed and just so dominant is amazing.
Yeah, good call. Simo's exciting, isn't he? Mm. He's just got that, you know, some players just look like a footballer. He's got high footy IQ. There's
and he
no
missed,
doubt about
he's
that.
Missed a lot of footy this year with a bad ankle injury as well. So when we see him consistently week upon week over a longer period of time, look out. That's why I say I don't think he'll be playing half back for too much longer.
And I know Bob and Andy are big believers that, you know, fourth year is the year they really spike. So this kid.
The Joel Brooks medal.
The Joel Brooks medal. I knew it was called something. I couldn't think of what it was. So I know they're believers in that. So he's got time for that. But 10 intercepts yesterday. 10 intercepts. He's hard to get the ball past.
Yep. Cameron's in Armidale. Welcome, Cam.
Hey, g'day, guys. How are we?
Going well.
Just a question for Kingy. You're saying that the Dogs are coming into a dynasty period, and I just wouldn't think... I don't understand why you wouldn't be saying exactly the same thing about Melbourne, given the fact that the core of that group, Petrarca, Oliver and such, are at their 100-game mark or 25, about the age of 25. And then you've got the likes of Jackson, Pickett, Jordan, Rivers, who are second-year players. Like, that list is now looking like it clearly would be coming into a dynasty period.
Yeah, they're just opinions, and you make a good case, Cameron. I just think with Max Gawn, who's 29, 30 at the end of the year, Stephen May the same, Tom McDonald, 29, shortly, I just think it's different. I just think that their time's right now. I know that they've got a whole host of midfielders that are going to play for another 5 to 8 years, but they will have some significant parts, I think, be challenged by age, whereas I think the Dogs are at the other end of the scale. And maybe the pair of them have opportunities over the next few years, with Richmond slightly coming off their absolute best, the Cats maybe being a fraction old and tipping over the edge. So there's opportunity. It's a good time to be very good, put it that way.
Thanks for the call, Cam. Just before the news, let's get to Roxburgh Park, where Chris is. You want to talk about the Pies there, Chris?
Yeah, g'day, fellas. Obviously frustrated Collingwood supporter. We were pretty terrible for most of the day the other day until we had no choice and started playing with urgency and, moving the ball quickly. We've done that a number of times this year where we've, decided to play with some urgency and move the ball quickly, and we've looked way better when we do it. So my question is, why aren't we doing that from the opening bounce, or are we at a stage in our development where we're trying to work out when to move it quickly and when not to?
Yeah, it's a good call, Chris. I thought there were some obvious differences under Rob Harvey. I thought there was more forward handball, a bit more corridor, a corridor attack than what there had been previously. It's going to be a fine balance with what Rob Harvey's going to be able to do. I mean, what's already embedded and, becomes what you fall back on.
I think he called it the nine-game trial period, I think he's calling it.
I think you'll see a different version of them 3 or 4 weeks in than what you're seeing now. I don't mind it. I thought Harvey did a pretty good job.
Best performance nominations off the text. Daniel Rich, that's from Troy in Bris Vegas, that's as he calls it. Sam Walsh's 38 possessions. Luke Dunstan's performance for the Saints. Robbo in Spotswood has nominated that one, and plenty more coming through. We'll get to some more of those. Plenty of Will Days coming through. Paddy Dow had a crack, 20 touches and a goal. And Julie says Zach Merritt, best performance of the weekend. News headlines, though, they're inbound. We'll come back with plenty more, including our unmissable moment for Drinkwise right after this.
Who can pivot and kick all in one motion? Oh, Brian! Running back with the flight, launches and takes a big hang. Much to the joy of the Hawks faithful, that was some kind of mark.
That was some kind of mark. Our unmissable moment for Drinkwise. You won't miss a moment smooth. If you Drinkwise. Try again, Kingy. Hey, how was the reaction in the stands as well after he took that mark, Tim O'Brien? Hawthorn supporters, mouths open, hands on heads. Couldn't believe what they'd seen.
No, it was an awesome mark. It really was. To see him flatten out 6-8 feet off the ground.
That'd be a scary moment.
Oh, this is why we don't leave the ground.
That'd be a scary moment.
That exact feeling.
Looking down at that would be terrifying for a period of time. I've got another late question without notice for you. Tex Walker, would he be All-Australian at the moment?
Would he be All-Australian?
3-4 yesterday. He could have kicked 5, 6, 7.
Could have had a big day.
Would he be All-Australian?
He missed a couple I thought he would have got yesterday, to be honest. There was a couple of times yesterday he looked really slow. Did you notice that?
Well, he's not the quickest player in the paddock.
All right.
But what do you mean? He's never been a store gift runner.
Let's not bash him. Kane's on after 9. I think he gets another year, doesn't he? Is he re-signed?
I don't think he's got a contract for next year. I don't think. No. So, I know Matty Nix has said earlier in the year that the coach that his career is, I think quoting him here, not, by no means at the end. So he's 31, I think. He's the club's all-time leading goal kicker. He was
That's
gone.
That's a topic for tomorrow.
He was gone.
Blokes that are over 30 that are playing sensational football, there's a stack of them.
The dirty 30s.
The dirty 30s. Yes, there's lots of them. So I think we do that tomorrow.
Okay. Tom's in Seaford. Tom, welcome.
Okay, fellas. Fantastic show. Two thoughts on Collingwood. One is that the lack of certainty going forward, it seems to me, Darcy Cameron's certainly showing promise, but the lack of certainty over strong half-forward flankers who can kick goals from a fair distance out, we're lacking that, certainly lacking a centre-half forward, but you've got to persevere with Cameron. But also, while Sam Mitchell is contemplating, or they are contemplating him, if it gets to that point, I think we'd be crazy not to look at him because he's got an astonishing success record as a player, and it reminds me of 1986... when the Pies went after Matthews. I mean, it's almost like the similarities are building that way. And how could they, even though he's untried at senior level, I think it's that desperate. People would say, well, let's try something from a very successful person because I'm not quite sure what the formula's going to work if they stay the same.
Good call, Tom. Good call. I don't know about you, Kingy. I don't know if Clarko and Sam Mitchell will both be at Hawthorn next year. I can't see them both being there next year. I think one of them will go.
Which one?
Well, I don't know. One might dictate the other one. I don't think Sam Mitchell is too keen on waiting another year at Hawthorn.
Oh, don't be in a rush. Don't be in a rush.
Just
there's
just
going to be jobs available for Sam Mitchell for a long period of time. Choose the right job.
Yeah, choose wisely.
I've seen so many young coaches come in and try and take teams that are down and out. Up the table. It's a tough job. Pick the right job.
Plenty of texts coming through, but Matt's rung in. He's on the road. You want to talk about Eddie Betts, Matt?
Yeah, good morning, boys. Kingy, just a quick question, mate. I mean, your assessments are always spot on. Look, I'm an unashamed Eddie Betts fan. Loved him from day dot. Never should have left. He didn't want to leave. Back, he's doing wonderful things. But would you sign him up another year? I mean, look, he's playing as well as anyone at the club at the moment, inspirational person around the club, and I wouldn't want to see him go 1 year too long, but at the same time, who really is he pushing out, and what do you think of that? Do you give him one more year?
Yeah. Three goals yesterday, Kingy. He turns 35 in November.
Turns 35. Well, I mean, Matt, I'm in no hurry to rush good leaders out of your football club. If, and he strikes me as a ripper fella to have around. I think with the soft cap squeeze, that there is a role for those that are going to be 50-50 player slash assistant coach. And that gives you the opportunity to manage your money. So if they could do that, I've got no problem with that. But, I mean, where are you going? Is he going to be there when their whips are cracking for finals campaign, a premiership campaign? I don't know. Is that the only rider? I've probably seen stages through this year where I thought Eddie's about done. I hope he finishes the year off strong.
He's in a rich vein at the moment.
Yeah.
He could have taken a towering hang yesterday too.
Ooh, he definitely, ugly, didn't it?
Definitely got up against his old side.
He back-heeled the ball on the way down and landed on his head. No, it's a good conversation, Matt. Let's hope he finishes off strong and challenges the list committee to go again.
Louis just texted in, is it true the Bulldogs players were telling West Coast players on the ground that Hubs were coming back in? They're terrified of Hubs. Be hubbing in Melbourne with everyone else. We'll see what happens this week. That'll be a talking point as the week unfolds. Ryan and Daniel on the road and in Elwood respectively. Sit tight. We just need to take a break. We'll get to you ASAP. We're here for Kogan Credit Cards, Kingy and I. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and our friends at Peter Jackson, whose clearance sale is on now. You can get up to 60% off Peter Jackson stuff store-wide.
Peter Jackson half-yearly clearance sale. Merino wool suits from $359, up to 60% off store-wide. Kogan credit cards, no annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Oh, scenes from the helicopter above Sydney. Obviously, the city in lockdown, absolute ghost town up there in Sydney. There's no more depressing sight than
sad.
An empty city, and we're well accustomed to that down here. So, poor single COVID case in Perth at the weekend. The WA government banned all spectators, and there was COVID cases in Sydney, Perth, Darwin and Queensland. So the AFL, in our little corner of the world, frantically planning for the coming weeks. And
a hub
well and truly on the agenda as a contingency plan in Melbourne.
We might have 7 weeks of footy in a month. Sorry, 7 rounds of football in 4 weeks.
We'll see how we go. Freo and Carlton likely to be here. Now you'd think at the least that game was due to be played over this weekend.
Does it help teams charging to the eight, or does it hurt them?
Well, like last year, it'll help some teams and it'll disadvantage others. What worked for St Kilda last year didn't work for West Coast, and it's probably going to be the same again, whoever can adapt the quickest. All week, by the way, we're celebrating great sporting families. So if you know one, let us know. 0433981116, because you can celebrate with the Mac family at Macca's. I'm loving it. So great sporting families as the week goes on with Sam Edmund and David King. Daniel's been very patient in Elwood. You want to talk about a Carlton defender there, Dan?
Yeah, mate, I'd love to. And Tingy, I've been watching for a few weeks, you know, a lot of analysis, first crack, re-Blues defence. And one of the ingredients that's been missing has been Lachie Plowman. So I just wanted to get your point of view. I feel like Plowman gets maligned a bit. I know he's finished top three in the club BNF, but how important is he structurally to that defence? I mean, do you see value in him as a player? And, yeah, what's your reflection on the jobs he does every week?
Yeah, well, he takes the awkward type, doesn't he? And that's the one that's got hold of the Blues over the last few weeks. I saw Liam Ryan do it. I saw Toby Green do it. So maybe that's the matchup that they've been missing. But to be perfectly honest, Daniel, we've bashed Carlton for their defensive plan, for the one-on-one mindset and mechanics, which has failed all year, barring the two key posts in Jones and Wiedering, who you could mount a case for All-Australian as a pairing, because they've been under siege down there. 22 intercepts between them, 12 intercept marks between them on the weekend.
How massive against the
Crows. If they're not there, you don't win.
Thanks for the call, Daniel. Shaky start today, Kingy. You came out in a rabble, but you've really straightened up in the last hour. So hats off to you, sir. That's from your mate Clint out there. He's just kept you honest all morning. Hey,
see Clint.
Oh, we spent a lot of time talking about Buddy Franklin. Oh, actually, by the way, you advocated maybe we could get rid of the bounce, you know, like your lateral thinking. No point players needing to bounce. Just run free after Paddy Cripps.
What about if you bounced every 25 metres?
Paddy Cripps ran how far, do we think Paddy Cripps ran?
He ran
with that
30.
Bounce? He ran 30. Paul, boys, without the bounce, there would be no rundown tackles, which is a beautiful feature of our game.
Can't you tackle?
The quickest blokes would just tuck it under the arm and see you later. Them having to bounce slows them down, Paul says. There was an unbelievable chase down tackle at the weekend. We spoke about Buddy Franklin, I think, for the wrong reasons.
Yes.
But Buddy Franklin, 3 goals in the last quarter. How's the chase down tackle on Tom Jonas? He was like Jaws. He was coming at him from a mile away. He almost did slow motion, and he nailed him at the top of the square.
Oh, it was awesome, wasn't it?
Oh, I love it. He's 34 years of age, this guy.
Yeah. When he's on, isn't he?
Oh, geez, he's still big game, big game tendencies.
Did you think they were going to win it?
Well, yeah. They got in the front with, what, 5 minutes left?
Yeah.
I thought momentum for Port to pull that out of the fire and Scotty Lysett to kick that goal from a tightish angle.
Even the Mays goal, yeah. just off, yeah. just a that little was clutch. Crumb was nice.
That was real clutch, wasn't it? Off the text.
The text coming through here that someone's very nervous that Kane will open the show with the spiel saying, I don't think Richmond will win it. Just to upset the Richmond fans.
What will Kane open with today? Now, ooh. Kane on the captain's run, his openers are must listen. They are...
Sportsbet have got...
Right between the eyes stuff.
Richmond at $1.10.
Well, can't be Carlton.
Why not?
Well, they're his hobby horse and they won.
So
can't be the
if
Blues.
If you win, it's no conversation.
Well, I'm tending to think he's going to go the...
Suns?
Could be the Suns, but...
Kangas were the worst.
Is there the
team
engagement?
Ever play the game? They
he's going to join us shortly. Sitting in for Jared Waitley. We're doing breakfast. Kane is going prime time here.
Love it.
For Jared Waitley, 9 till 12. What do you think he's going to open with? He's going to join us in the studio shortly. Morning, lads. I don't hear anyone.
Port Adelaide, I reckon.
Port?
Yeah.
No. Paying $10, I reckon. Morning, lads. I don't hear anyone saying the astronaut should go back anymore.
No, I said that.
Start of the year, everyone, including Kingy, was jumping on saying he's a backman. At 21, I can't believe he's only 21, he's the most exciting forward in the game. Well, that's Travis in Ballarat's take, at least rivaling Harry McCoy.
Well done, Travis. Spot on. 100% spot on. 21 years of age. The power of this guy, I'm surprised with what he's been able to do, particularly in the last few weeks, but... Against good quality opposition yesterday, he was unbelievable.
And speaking of chase downs, I forgot off the text, how was Adam Sard's chase down? I talked about his goal. That was a goal-saving tackle when they were coming, the Crows.
Yeah.
Who did he nab? I can't remember who he nabbed. Was it McHenry?
The ball just... McHenry. McHenry worries me. I'm a bit worried about a couple of the Crows youngsters.
Oh,
we'll
look
do
at
that
this.
Tomorrow.
When Geelong loses, Jared is never on. Kane should start with Port and the Prison Bar tops. Oh, no. Kane opens with Ninthmond. Hey, oh, could it be Richmond?
It really?
Could it be?
I reckon $1. He's got to be Richmond. This is his wheelhouse. I love it.
Kane will be spewing. He can't talk about Carlton. Now, actually, before
all
we get to the break.
Criticism fair, though. Let's be honest. Carlton have been up for it. If you underperform like they have, you're up for that sort of criticism.
Oh, no, 100%. Yeah. No, 100%. Yeah. Just this text here landed early. We haven't got to it until now. Can Kingy address Collingwood's kick-out issues?
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of their kick-out issues, Kingy. But
neither was I.
Is there some issues with
some
this?
Some things I don't bother to look at. Kick-outs are one
of
them.
You are the data king.
Well, so in terms of when you kick the ball out, the poorest team in the competition for scoring is Richmond. They've kicked 3 goals for the year.
For kickouts. Kickouts,
yeah. 3 scores for the year, 3 goals for the year. Collingwood are second poorest with 9 scores for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because if you look at your ability to score versus what you concede when you're kicking out, the numbers are still what they were 2 or 3 years ago when we made all these changes. You're still likely to concede, twice as likely to concede a score from kickout than you are kick one. Even though you start with the ball.
Yeah, right.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? So Collingwood are also, they're very safe, Collingwood, with the ball. So they've conceded the least score to their opposition. So no turnovers. So what you give up offensively, you don't concede. So that's a good profile for Collingwood.
Unfortunately, we're not going to get to Patrick Kisnorbo today. Not our doing. Absolutely not. Really looking forward to having a chat to Melbourne City's successful title-winning manager. But
on the gas.
For reasons out of our control, that
is
will not...
Is he on the gas?
Well, I can only assume he's celebrating as he should be, because that was a momentous victory yesterday. It would have been great to talk to them, but unfortunately, due to forces outside our control, that will not be happening.
On the gas.
Hey, they're on the third playoff hole in Connecticut for the Travellers Championship.
This is a hard watch. Couple of non-winners.
Third playoff hole. So it's Harris, English, Kingy's Mandez, and Kramer Hickok still going at it over there. For...
I gotta find Bubba!
Bubba's still missing. Missing at large.
He threw himself in the water, Bubba.
Hey, next, Kane Corns. Key nominations coming through. Oh. What's the big opener for the Volcano as he opens up on a Monday morning here at SEN?
That was Questions Without Notice for Charlie Battisti & Co.
Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.